In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst.
He was, he is, and he always shall be.
In the beautiful poem that we said to the Most Holy Lady, we talk about her in many different ways, with great awe and reverence, and we say one of them is the rejoice the ladder by whom the Lord comes down from heaven, and rejoice the bridge that brings us also to heaven from here. And when I think about that, and I think about the words from the gospel that we just heard about how Christ wants to be so close to us, not just friends, but of the same vine, that God is the main vine and that we're the branches, and that we can abide in him and he can abide in us. Very, very close. That's how close God wants us to be, closer than we can understand. And he does this with this saving work by becoming a human being, by coming down from heaven, not being remote, but making this ladder from heaven to earth and building a bridge from earth to heaven. And I think we can contrast this with the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, because when the rich man is in Hades, having not ministered to Lazarus, who sat outside his gate, he calls out to Abraham and asks him to send Lazarus into Hades to minister to him, to cool his lips with water. And Abraham lovingly calls him son and says, a great chasm has been fixed between us and you. And this is a bit of a surprise, because we talk so much about God coming down from heaven, breaking barriers, destroying the gates of Hades, opening the bridge from earth to heaven. Why this chasm? That doesn't seem to fit. God, who is so open and so loving and so humble so as to come and visit us, why would there be a great chasm? Chasma mega. What is that about? Well, the great chasm was established by the rich man himself. He was the one with the closed gate. He was the one who didn't look for Lazarus. And we heard just a few weeks ago, when did we see you? When did we not see you? When did we minister to you? When did we not minister to you? And Christ says, as you did it not to the least of these, my brethren, you did it, or you did it not to me. So once again, Christ is talking to us to appeal to us to try to open our hearts, even to the ones that we think of in our sinful minds as the least. Not that Christ ranks people, because God loves everyone, but who do you think deserves it the least? And then God turns around and says, that's none of your business who deserves it and who doesn't. It doesn't mean that we have to be in relationships and receive abuse, but it also means that we are always looking to do what's right without thinking about who deserves it. Because God loved us profusely while we were sinners, God is the one who broke that big chasm. It is up to us not to build our own, however. Not to build our own so that we don't prevent God from visiting us. And not to build our own to prevent love from being transmitted through us to others. And this is something that we can think of in our church life. How can we keep our hearts and our doors open and our ministries open to all of the people that God has put before us? This challenge is met when we join ourselves to the true vine, because apart from him, he told us, we can do nothing. But the fruits of the Holy Spirit are born when we unite ourselves to Christ. And what a great gift that he has given us through the Theotokos, who also did not put up a chasm, but welcomed Christ into her womb bravely, and who said yes to the Lord. And it is through the Theotokos that God and the joy of God and the hope of God has come into the world.